Hello, Basil.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Basil. Greetings. I'm calling from the President's office.
Yes.
He's just talked with the Prime Minister.
Yes.
And I'm going to read to you a statement which they have both agreed should be immediately released.
Thank you.
And I will, as soon as I get back to my office, if you like, I can have it copied and sent over to you, though it will be released at 11:30 so that we can get a copy for you from here.
But
the President did want you, the ambassador, or you to be informed of it. It goes as follows.
Yep.
President Kennedy and Prime Minister Pearson of Canada today discussed by phone the difference which has developed regarding maritime union organization on the Great Lakes. Following this conversation, the President issued the following statement, quote, I share with Prime Minister Pearson the hope that the Great Lakes maritime matter can be settled quickly, fairly, and without further misunderstanding, comma, and join in his appeal for a responsible solution. Paragraph. There has been earnest effort on both sides to find a basis for settlement in an agreement between the Canadian and U.S. labor organizations. These efforts have apparently failed. This is cause for serious regret, but not for mutual recrimination that might prejudice future relationships between the two countries. Paragraph. The U.S. government has not and will not express any judgment regarding the legislation which is now pending in the Canadian Parliament. We stand ready at the same time to pursue any course of cooperative action which will serve the public and private interests which are involved here. That's the end of the press release. So the Prime Minister knows this, the President read it to him, and this is the final agreed version, and it will be put out quite shortly, in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I think what we'll do, if we may, Bill, is to send a man to the White House.
If you would, yeah, that would be good. I'll tell Pierre Sattinger.
We'll do that immediately.
Fine.
We appreciate very much your calling.
Right, Basil.
Thank you, Bill.
Would you let Charles know when you can reach him?
He's waiting for a call.
He is fine. I heard he was in New York, so I thought it'd be easier to call you.
He is on the point of leaving, but he was anxious to...
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.